This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Friday approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, giving its seal of approval to expedite use, especially in countries with weaker regulatory agencies. It is the third COVID-19 vaccine after the two-shot regimes of Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca to receive backing from the WHO, and the first to be done in a single injection. The listing covers use in all countries for rollout of the vaccine facility, COVAX, and follows the European Medicines Agency authorization announcement on Thursday. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization expert advisory committee is currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distribution of it, but there is no reason not to use it, according to a spokeswoman. Health authorities in several countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, have suspended the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who have been vaccinated. Margaret Harris told a Geneva briefing that it was an excellent vaccine and that no usual or casual relationship had been established between the shot and the health problems reported, calling the pause in use a precautionary measure. The Biden administration is offering temporary legal residency to people from Myanmar in the wake of the February 1st coup. The Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday cited the military's takeover and ongoing deadly force against civilians. He said the designation of temporary protected status for people from Myanmar will last 18 months.